Okay, so I'm going to talk about the first show of Zoe Gallery in Baltimore. It's just called The Grand Opening, and it's going to have three different artists, Jess Full, Tendaji Lee, and Thomas Young. Jess Full is going to do a body of work called Resist, and it explores the combination of politics and trend as entertainment. So this collection is executing the fundamentals of tie-dye with spray paint. So, and she's using a lot of the modern materials and trying to promote peace and get people to vote, which is, you know, I think really good in this current situation. Tendaji Lee is a trans African-American artist. I was excited to work with her because, you know, I haven't worked with a trans artist yet. So I thought, you know, she came to me when I still had the gallery in Oakland, and we met in Baltimore because I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland. And we've been working on this this idea for about a year now, just what she wants to do. And her collection in the gallery is called Injunction Paradise, and it's representing the human experience through the current owner. So how his life is representing many stories of people present and past, because this house was erected in 1803 in Seton Hill, Baltimore, which is a historical neighborhood. It's a historical black neighborhood, actually, and has a lot of it has a lot of credit for the Underground Railroad. It was an Underground Railroad sanctuary, as well as like Billie Holiday and Duke Ellington used to stay at the house across the street. So it's got a lot of amazing history here that we plan to incorporate into the situation, especially February Black History Month. So let me keep Tendaji's work about Dave and his family kind of crosses over into the supernatural aspects of the of humankind and relationships between lovers and strangers. So this collection is actually going to be viewed directly on the walls and crevices of the gallery space, and it's going to be manifested through a mixed media painting installation. So there's going to be that. So their works are all going to kind of start to merge together, okay? And then Thomas Young is the Oakland presence that I'm having in the gallery for the grand opening, and his body of work is called Imaginary Vacations. So his work is about, it's collage based, and it's got like oddities and little bizarre moments in it, and it's about discovering wanderlust through visual pictures of like, it has a 1960s vibe, and it has, he like takes all these old magazines and old books, and he actually collaged onto old book covers for this body of work. And so we're going to have them cascading kind of through the house as well with Tendaji's work a little bit, not every piece, but like a certain area. And yeah, so his whole idea was about the restrictions brought about during this pandemic, and just the desire to travel. And you can travel by looking at these amazing pieces of work. So yeah, that's it. that's the artist statement. So we're opening on October 30th, this Friday, from 6 to 9 p.m., 417 George Street. We have a courtyard, and we are being safe, and we are BYOB as well, if you're interested in having a drink. And 15 people in the house, that's our capacity. And I will be, there's going to be one of us like kind of letting people in and out of the space through the courtyard. So, and then there's like spots for the safe, like congregations of whoever comes. Anyway, we hope to see you. Okay. Thanks. Bye.